Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
We have a very special guest joining us tonight. I'll give you a hint. She shines bright like a diamond. Runaways After Show starts now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here we go. It's happening.
Like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond.
She's not wearing a bracelet, y'all.
Oh, no.
What's going to happen?
No, she's not.
Making the studio diamond glow.
Look what she's doing.
Oh, man.
Not enough pink or blue, though.
No, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Guys,
you know what it's time for. Runaways After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Give us a like on YouTube. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube. Comment with us. Ask us questions. We have a very special guest joining us. So, let me introduce my wonderful panel of ladies, my runaways. Introduce yourselves.
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley Brinkman. You can find me on Instagram at Ashley_Brinkman. And
hello.
Oh my gosh, she's here.
I'm Virginia Gardner. You can find me on Instagram at Ginny Gardner.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. I just want to say that. Such a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. And I'm Oliver Drennan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. So
let's not forget one more voice that's not here.
Oh,
Mina.
Hey guys, I'm Mina, and you can find me on Mina Makes Magic. And today I am heard but not seen.
Mina, you're here. You did it. Thank you so much for joining us, Mina. Feel free to chime in whenever you can. I'm sorry you can't be here, but Virginia's so happy that you can join us. So guys, today we're talking about episode 6, Metamorphosis. So, Virginia.
Yes.
I just have a quick question.
Go for it.
And I'm not going to get mad if you say no, but did you read the comics?
Of course I read the comics.
Yes, good answer. That was the right answer. My first question for you is, how was it reading the comics? What stood out to you about Carolina? Like, what attracted you, and what made you, what did you want to translate it to live action form?
Well, I think that the first time I read the comics, I think Brian K. Vaughan is such a genius in that when you first read it, it looks like the characters are all going to be stereotypes. Like, you don't really think that they're going to have the amount of depth and complexity that they do. And then the more you get into it and the more you read about those characters, the more fleshed out they are. Mm-hmm. And the more I kept thinking, like, wow, I think that teenagers watching this show could learn so much from these characters and could gain so much from these characters.
Yeah.
So bringing that to life was really cool.
Absolutely. And shout out to Brian K. Vaughan for being able to create a character like Carolina. She's such a nice character in the comics and obviously on Hulu as well. And so thank you to Brian K. Vaughan, and thank you so much for portraying her and bringing her to life and doing it with so much grace and elegance.
Thank you.
Shout out to you.
Of course.
We could really like see the arc like right away. Like you were so sweet and nice, and then now like you're throwing things off the table.
Chugging
vodka. Very terrible vodka.
Girl.
How was it playing both? Like, you're kind of like two different people now. How was it playing like the good girl and now kind of the bad girl?
That was like one of the things that excited me most about joining is when I talked to Josh and Steph, who are the showrunners. They told me that they felt like she had a really huge arc this season, and that they didn't tell me exactly what was going to happen, but they were like, just trust us when we say it's like she's not going to be the same character that she starts as. And so that was really fun for me. And I've done a lot of film before, and in film you have a script and you know where it's going to go, start, middle, and end. And we didn't have all 10 scripts, so I was like on this journey with her. So it was cool every week to see how she was changing.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
What was your audition like for Carolina?
My audition, I was in Vancouver working on something, and I wrapped at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and my team was like, just put something on tape. And so I used my laptop, and I had my mom call my hotel room phone. and I like balanced my laptop on a lampshade and you could like barely see me and it was all like crackly and I was like, there's no way I'm gonna book this off the self tape. It looks awful. And then they called me in to test for it and then I ended up booking it. I was shocked.
Nice. That's amazing.
Well, congratulations to you. We're a big fan of the show, a big fan of you. Thanks. So it's gonna be a really great time to talk about this show with you.
Yeah.
Do you think is it a lot of pressure to portray a Marvel character, a very popular character, and especially one that, you know, might be a part of the LGBTQ community?
Yeah, it's really exciting. That's one of the other things that really attracted me to Carolina too, is because I felt like that message that would come out of this character was really special. And at first I did feel a lot of the pressure, but then I also just think that it's really exciting to be able to take a character like that and bring it to life. Mm-hmm. And it was fun to go off of a character that's already on a page and be able to put my own spin on that and do the best job I could at bringing her to life.
I'm jealous of your job.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
I can agree.
Also, guys, tuning into the chat, please comment, and if you have any questions Virginia, we'd gladly try to ask them while we have her.
Grinji's like, you are great, classic the girl gone bad.
I love it. Oh, well, you know what else is bad? This flashback that we have. We finally get to see. We saw Molly's parents, all the pride.
I know.
The very first sacrifice.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool seeing Molly's parents and learning about, like, you know, Tina was in on it.
Victor
was in on it.
Yeah. So it was just like only 3 out of 8 parents were in on it. And everybody was like, what? And find out, like, oh, you're recorded. So you're stuck. You're trapped. You can't get out now. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Yorks were terrified. I was just like, oh, no, you didn't just do that.
What about that? What about that Leslie and Jonah flashback that we saw? That was quite
Frank.
The flashback.
Yeah. That was like every teenage girl's dream. If you watch Charmed, that was like every teenage girl's dream. But first of all, I'm just like, if your wife just told you to get out, why'd you get out? Like, no, that's an intern. That's an intern time.
Exactly. I would have stomped right up in there.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean get out?
It could be shock, though. I mean, some people deal with it differently. And he must have gotten the memory eraser.
The serum.
The serum.
Oh, that's...
Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. What do you know?
Prediction.
Well, he technically did, apparently, but the memories are coming back now that Jonah's making himself a presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Jonah might be your dad, apparently.
He is her dad, apparently.
I don't know. Maybe.
Also, shout out to Julian, because he's also Dr. Doom in the
final man.
I know. So it's cool that he's, like, you know, doing something.
I love him. He's the best. Yeah. He's great.
Well, we definitely saw something glow last episode with the crusty old guy, and now he's glowing.
He's not crusty.
Like you.
His glowing crotch was interesting.
Yeah. Right? Like, there was a glow. Like, that middle part, I was just like...
I think it raised some questions, the glowing crotch.
Yeah. What? Okay. There's so many thoughts.
Like, father, like, daughter? I don't know. You're glowing. How is it glowing? Like, are you attached to something, or is it all...
It's cool. So we have these LED lights that they like super glue to my body, and then they cover me with like tracking dots, so it looks like I have like the measles or something. And then I have these like lights glued to my body. I look like I'm like half robotic or something. And they basically just like teach me how to move with these things on, and it illuminates the actor's face that I'm working against.
I was wondering about that, but it looks awesome. Like, I want you to like take that bracelet more often. Oh, take it off. I just want to see you glow.
Now we've discovered that you can glow with it on. Because when you fell off the roof...
Oh, no, she didn't have it.
No,
it was off.
Oh,
you took it off?
Yeah, it was off. It fell off.
It was how he grabbed her wrist, but by grabbing her wrist, he didn't even grab it. He grabbed the bracelet.
Oh,
classic mistake.
Otherwise, she would have been splat on the ground.
I pulled a Mina this week.
Mina, are you there? Do you have any questions for Virginia?
I am here. There's a flashback from the live video to hearing you guys.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, if Carolina or Virginia could have any superpower in real life, what would she want
to
have?
I mean, to fly, for sure.
You got it then.
Yeah, I got pretty lucky when I found out that my character got to fly this season. Mm-hmm. I was so stoked, because it's always in my dream to be able to do the wire work and to be in the harness and flying around. It's so much fun.
Oh my gosh, it was so cool. Does it hurt to like get in the harness, or like do you have to do like super training? Like, how was that? How was the process?
We did like a day of training.
Okay.
But also, like, the first time I fly, it's like it's an accidental fly, so I'm not good at it. It's not like I need to be looking like I've been doing it my whole life and I'm like Mr. like super strong and the, you know, like it's supposed to feel kind of clumsy and awkward.
Okay, yeah.
So it was a perfect way to learn, because my character is still learning how to fly with me, so it like worked out well.
Well, yes. You definitely have a very interesting storyline with Nico. There's like so many triangles. Okay?
I know. The relationships.
You and Nico.
Yeah.
But you know, you can't really have Nico because Nico's with Alex apparently.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Then she has to admit it.
Yeah, so I just feel really bad for Carolina because she's going through, her life has been a lie. That's and so she's rebelling and yeah. She didn't get the Grey Goose, she got the bad vodka.
She should have got the cheap vodka.
She should have got the Grey Goose.
I know, she should have.
And I feel bad for Gert though, I'm not gonna lie.
There's another triangle.
Poor Gert, yeah. I know.
And then you kind of, like, you turn it against her, you're just like, hey, Chase, give me a drink. I was just like, damn, that's a dick move.
I know, I felt so bad about it, too.
I want to say another word, but I feel like this is a better way to say it in case people are screaming. It's a dick move for a girl. How about that, guys? But for real.
I love that scene, actually. That was one of my favorite scenes in the episode when you got super sassy with Gert. I feel like it's so off from your character. How was that, like, on set? I feel like you guys would laugh the whole time.
Oh, yeah, because we're all really close in real life, too, and it's hard to take ourselves seriously sometimes. But after that one, Ariella, who plays Gert, was like, damn, Jenny, that kind of hurt. Like, I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I definitely love seeing the interaction between Carolina and Gert because they're such polar opposites, and I feel like they can really, like, balance each other out, you know?
Yeah.
Because Carolina's so positive and nice, yet she could be a little, you know, what's the word? Naive because of the whole church.
Yeah, exactly.
And Gert, you know, Gert, I love her because she's a feminist and social justice warrior, but she can be a little, like, attacking, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really cool. I want you guys to just be friends. Like, why can't you be friends?
I know, right? I know.
So, I feel like this is my theory of what's going to happen. So she admits she's into girls, or she's into Nico at least. Chase knows that. Now Gert, it's all going to be good. As long as, like, she admits it, Gert and Chase can get what they got to do.
It's all going to happen. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be good for Gert and Chase. But what about Nico, Alex, and Carolina?
It's a triangle that's up there. I don't know.
But speaking of Nico, it was really cool seeing Nico in this episode because her and her mom are actually, like, connecting for once.
Yes.
Tina, she kind of taught Nico how to use the staff. Yeah. And apparently that staff is technology. It's not magic. I'm like, what the heck? This reminds me a lot of Thor. There's a quote in Thor that says, magic is just science we don't understand. And I love that.
That's cool.
And so we definitely saw a different side to Tina. And
how sad was that office scene where she breaks down in the office?
Know.
I mean, I was, like, crying watching that.
So I love that. I've ever felt
Nico's
bad for Tina.
Single tear.
I know, the single tear. I was like, oh, Nico.
I know.
Yeah. And it's so cool. I love when Angel came. She said that Josh Schwartz said that there was no villains.
Yeah.
No one. There's no villains in this. In this, except maybe Jonah. I don't trust Jonah.
If you need an ultimate villain, we can blame him.
Oh, we gotta say, who was the best dressed at that fundraiser?
Everybody pulled out.
Everyone looked good.
I gotta say, I thought Gert looked pretty damn hot.
I thought Gert really brought it
for the gala.
Like, can we talk about the older man hitting on Gert real quick? Because that was just, like,
Kincaid.
Right? Yeah, like, that came out of nowhere. I was like, what?
That was,
like,
left field, wasn't it?
Yeah. She's like, I'm just gonna, you know, that's my cue to leave.
I love that moment, though, when she's like, yeah, this is creepy, but thank you, I'm gonna go. I loved it.
Yeah, I, like, I was like, that was so real. I'm like, I get that. I feel like every girl's had that situation.
Yeah.
You're like, mm-mm.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, no, thank you, but no, thank you. Yeah.
But it's cool seeing Gert also kind of take on that role that she's not used to, kind of, like, using you. You're a woman, like, these boys are, like, under your spell, okay? You're the new Nico.
And showing that intelligence is sexy.
Yeah, she's so smart.
Like, that's what it was awesome about it. She was like, her intelligence is what makes her sexy. She needs to use it a lot more.
Yeah. These stupid men on this show. No, I'm kidding.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey there, Virginia. It's an engineer. It's God's voice. I was just wondering. I gotta be honest. I didn't finish the episode. I'm still gonna finish it. But going off of what I've seen and the based off the title of the episode and Metamorphosis and how I've read Franz Kafka's Metamorphosis, it feels like this episode is designed specifically to revolve around you because I feel like you go through the most character change within. This episode, and I was wondering why you were, like, filming this episode and everything. Were you aware that this was probably going to be more Carolina centric episode, and also the name of the title kind of goes into what your character was going into? Like, she kind of flipped the script. She wasn't so nice to Gert. She started drinking. She was on a ledge, as in, like, she was, like, very as in not suicidal, but she was like, I want to live more, like, I guess literally, like, on the edge.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, were you, like, conscious of, like, this is more, like, Carolina-centric episode?
Yeah, definitely. Like, going into the episode, there's, like, some more nerves when you know it's going to be kind of about you, and, like, you're the one that's going to be having, like, the meat of the episode. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we did the flying rehearsal, and then we show up to set on the day, and there's, like, a 60-foot green screen, and there's, you know, like, all of these tech people, and there's, like, cranes, and just, like, the amount that goes into it, you kind of get there, and you're like, whoa, this is, like... This is a big deal right now, and so it's there's definitely a certain level of preparation that goes into an episode like that, but it's also really fun, and I've been looking forward to seeing this episode and finally being able to talk about it all season.
This was your episode.
It was cool. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
It's cool. Everyone's getting the spotlight, and, you know, you're shining.
Literally.
Diamond.
But I also think it's really cool because as nice as Carolina is, I think she feels a little bit like an alien.
Yeah.
So... And I think that also relates to her her sexuality. You know, I can relate, kind of feeling like this extraterrestrial, like you're so different. And I think that's such a wonderful metaphor that Brian was able to create. And so it's so touching. And so I forget what I was going to ask. But you and Nico, how is it working with Lyrica?
Is that your name, Lyrica? Yeah, Lyrica's amazing.
Because that's such a special dynamic that you guys are.
Yeah.
That you guys are acting out.
I think it's really fun. Like, especially, I think the first episode, her and I in that bathroom scene, it's such, like, a heartbreaking scene. And her and I were really close right off the bat, and her and I were kind of, like, pushing for us to have a relationship right off the bat, too. So her and I, like, all season, were kind of, like, waiting for the moment where we can finally have, like, a little bit of, like, a pleasant interaction between the two of us and, like, really play around with this relationship because we both knew that the fans would want it to happen, obviously, and we love each other as human beings, so... all season we were, like, waiting for our big final, like, I get to flirt with her a little bit, and, like, the episode before last, she, like, tucked my hair behind my ear, so we've been, like, loving, kind of planting these seeds throughout the season.
Yeah, up until now, I've been seeing the hints, and I'm like, okay. I definitely, honestly, I definitely ship you, too. I know Alex is, you know, with Nico currently. but, yeah, it's just been really fun to watch, seeing all these special relationships with the Runaways, because they're just connecting, and they all have a special dynamic with one another.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alex did something really shady in this episode because he knew the password to Team's
I know, what
office.
Is with that?
So, and then Nico's kind of like, you know, what's up with that? So
I know.
What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I feel like it's Nico's name or Nico's and Amy, so he kind of just guessed.
Well, he said the password was password.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's too easy. I feel like he just gave her the easiest answer that she would accept versus what was true.
Yeah, did you see, like, the look?
But she didn't accept that answer. Like, if you guys noticed in the episode, she kind of looked at him with skepticism afterwards. Because I think she's fighting with her mom at this point, and she thinks there's something. She's beginning to lose trust, I think, towards Alex. And I think new alliances are going to be drawn as the kids are, you know, finding a certain degree of closeness to their parents. I feel like they're going to start fighting with parents over each other with at least a few of them.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be a free-for-all, y'all. Right. So I don't know what's going to happen.
I kind of thought Alex knowing that was kind of hinting towards his power, which is like he's incredibly intelligent. He can figure out something so simple that probably nobody else would have figured out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
that's
kind of
how
that.
I took it.
I can definitely see that. But like something was just shady about it.
It was.
I didn't trust it.
Thank you.
Well, he's also, as everyone's getting closer to their parents, maybe not you.
I think I'm the one that's going furthest away right now.
Alex is like completely disengaged with his dad.
Yeah.
That's true. He's the one who's like so gung-ho about like, we gotta lock them up. We gotta do something.
Yeah.
Whereas Nico at this point is kind of like, she saw her mom cry. She's definitely like team mom, team Tina. But also Molly in the episode.
I know. What about the end of the episode with Molly?
I was just like, there are so many other lies you could have said. Yeah. You could have said, I saw the doors open, so I ran out before the blackout. You could have just, you didn't have to say robes. Like,
I know something about the robes.
Something. Why the robes? Just... Why, sweetie?
I know. Why? I was cringing watching it back because I forget after we shoot it. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So watching it back, I was like, no, Molly, no, don't say that.
She spilled the beans.
Right?
Oh,
no, Catherine's
gosh.
Coming for you.
Oh,
especially to Catherine. Woo. Her and Tina.
Catherine scary. Is scary. Yeah, Tina is too, yeah.
But Molly's scary too. She's gonna crush something.
Molly's a badass.
Oh, that sneak peek got me though. I was like, ooh.
Yelling at her.
I haven't seen a sneak peek yet. Ooh.
I don't watch it normally, but I was like, I kinda wanna see what's gonna happen. That's just a scene, man. And I'm just like, ooh.
Those eyes were glowing. That's all you need.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's what it was. The eyes were glowing.
You know it's about to get down.
how do you guys feel about Victor's transition? Yeah. He outs mm-hmm. their affair, and yeah. then all of a sudden he's hugging them. Do you think that was like a real hug at the end?
I think he maybe, like, Jonah saved his life. He maybe does have a new lease on life. Because the only reason I think he's acting super crazy.
What was that mean?
What?
He was affected by the serum, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Who all thinks it's her blood? Like, her glowing DNA.
That's a good theory. That's what I thought. That is actually a really good theory that I haven't thought about.
I thought it came from Jonah, actually. I didn't think it came from Carolina.
Maybe either of them.
Well, Jonah has something related. Up his sleeve, okay? Let me tell you about it. But yeah, that's a really good theory. Chat, what do you think? Someone asked you, who's your favorite Marvel character outside of the Runaways? Male or female?
Outside of the Runaways. I gotta say, I really like Spider-Man.
Ah,
I gotta
choice.
Say.
Good choice.
I gotta
good
say, choice. The new Spider-Man. I think he's such a cutie. I have a crush on him. I like him. Yeah, I love him.
Ooh, also and Iron Man. Infinity Wars. Like,
I'm so pumped.
It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit.
You're a part of that now. How does that feel?
It's so cool. It's such an amazing universe to be a part of. Like, when I got the job, Jeff Loeb, who's like the head of the TV department at Marvel, called me and he was like, I have three words that are about to change your life. Welcome to Marvel. And I was like, oh my God. And then Josh Schwartz was on the call and he goes, it's a lot better than Welcome to the DMV. And I was like, yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh. No, I thought you were going to say it's a lot better than the DC. So I was like, oh. So he's not shady. He's not shady.
No shade was thrown like that.
So shout out to him.
Chase kissed you.
Yeah.
This is what I want to say.
All right.
So if you guys are voted for best kiss, this is just me personally. You guys in the chat, you can disagree with me or not, does not deserve it. Only because you didn't react back. There was no kiss back. And my mind was just like, it was so awkward. Like, I mean, it was like a one-sided kiss.
Yep.
And it was just, and you were super, you were just so shocked. And you're just like, I don't know what to say no more now.
I think that's the moment for Carolina where she's really like, whoa, I'm not into dudes. I'm not into you, Chase. Like, mm-hmm. It's the moment where it kind of hits her, I think, too. Yeah. Chase isn't her guy.
Yeah, there's a moment when you're kissing him and your eyes just like pop open like really huge, you know. That's something in like for a teen like TV as a device that usually doesn't happen. Like they do that to show that you're not actually into the person that you're kissing.
Yeah,
so I thought that was really cool.
Definitely not.
Oh, I have to ask you, how is it working with Stan Lee?
Cameo. Oh my God, he's amazing. He's so cute. He showed up and he's like, he played the limo driver and he's like, can I play around with it? Like, can I just like play around with the lines, like add some stuff? So he was like improvising with us. We were like, hey, you're Stan Lee, say whatever you want to say. Like no one's going to tell you. No one's going to tell you not to say what you want to say. Say it.
I love, like, everybody's reaction, though, in the limo when they cut back to you guys, because I had the same one. I was like, huh? What just happened?
Yeah, he's so cute. And he, he said it with different inflection every time he'd say it. Like, it was so much fun. He's the best.
Aww. Did you get to have, like, a little, like, chat with him or, like, a little moment with him at all off screen?
Yeah, I think we all came up and hugged him and were just like, thank you. Like, you are the reason we are all here. You're incredible. And it's so cool. He was, like, to set on time and act that he didn't, there was no, like, star treatment. He was just, like, a super down-to-earth, amazing guy. It was so cool.
That's gonna be me at 90. I can only dream
to be that cool.
Mina, do you have any other questions for Virginia, if you're there?
I guess, like, back to the title about, you know, the metamorphosis and how that's the Kafka story with a very depressing ending of the cockroach dying at the very end. What do you think the significance was of putting that story in there? Because when I heard the story, I kept thinking, okay, someone is going to die this episode, and it might be, it might actually be Victor, Victor Stein. But what do you think was the significance of having that story with the really depressing arc?
I don't know. I mean, I think that it's definitely, a metaphor for the change that happens with Carolina throughout the episode. And then I think maybe it's alluding to something that will happen later on in the season. That's how I'll answer that.
Way to leave us hanging. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Do you guys want to get into projections right about now?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do this.
Now the pink.
Oh, there's your pink. There's your pink.
But then back in the first episode again after I took the didn't take the pill.
All right. Guys, ladies, what do you think is going to happen? Who wants to start? Shay?
Why me? I'm looking.
Virginia, spill the beans like Molly did.
Jesus. Okay, so my theory is Nico's gonna have to side between her man and her mom. who wins is I don't know yet. Gert, I think Gert's gonna give up on Chase for a little bit. Like, now that Molly told her, I think she's gonna kind of give up until, like, Carolina decides how she's gonna let Chase down or whatever. She doesn't want to be second choice to anybody either.
Yeah.
So that's gonna play. And Victor is about to get crazy as hell.
Oh.
That's all I'm gonna say. he might be saved and healthy now, but dude's about to go insane.
There's gonna be some side effects with that serum. Yep. Ooh. Ashley, what do you think?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm so in the dark here. I kind of am hoping that you have another conversation with Nico and something starts to blossom there. And I feel like she's going to start pulling away from Alex, who's probably going to go a little too crazy with his dad and wanting to out the pride. Mm. And I think Chase is going to be, like, really upset. I feel like that's going to cause, like, a divide in the friends, maybe, when he finds out you're not into him. I don't know.
Well, we know Catherine and Jeffrey are going to go after Molly. Yes. That's my girl.
Yeah.
She's going to go crazy.
And I feel like Molly is the next person that's going to need to be rescued. Like, last episode, it was Alex, and I really feel like that Molly's going to get into a really sticky situation.
Mm-hmm.
But she does have her superhuman strength.
Yeah, so. And she has her...
she does.
I think the adults might discover that strength if she ever gets cornered or trapped. In a situation that makes her fearful. That could be really interesting, is the parents finding out Molly's strength.
Mm-hmm. The good thing about Molly is that she has Gert, like, she's one of the only runaways that has, like, a, you know, like a sister, you know, despite her being an adopted sister, that's still her sister. And so she has also has Old Lace by her side, so they are going to team up, you know, they're going to be good.
Is that the name for the dinosaur?
Old Lace, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say it in the show.
Not yet. That's the name yet.
Oh, like,
but I'm just,
it's Old Lace.
I feel like I'm insulting the dinosaur when I just call it the dinosaur when I know the dinosaur's name personally. Okay.
Well, now I know. I will call the dinosaur Old Lace now.
But also, Frank, he's remembering stuff, so he's gonna, like, he's gonna do something with the pride because he's not a member. So
Frank is interesting next episode. I'm gonna say he got some powers and you're just like, what happened? Oh yeah, that sneak peek got me though. That's all I'm saying. That sneak peek is killing.
It's gonna be a long week till the next episode.
It really is.
I didn't see it, so I have no idea, but I think Frank is gonna
He's gonna do some manipulation
or something.
I feel like a guy naturally knows when another guy's trying to come for your own relationship. Like, it's like instinctive, like in you, he knows something is happening. Like, just come on.
Well, but now he's got the memories coming back, so
Do you think Carolina's parents are fully aware of her power?
Yes.
Yes. They
know more than they put on personally.
Oh, but here's a question. Will Victor have to go through what Jonah has to go through? Will have to be two sacrifices every year for Victor now that he has some of that in his system.
We'll find out. Unfortunately, we have to wrap up because it's that time to say goodbye. But thank you so much for joining us, Virginia.
Hey,
it was such a pleasure.
You're
awesome. Nice. You need to come back along with the other runaways
and
the pride. You better do it.
And we can talk about some more things. I'll be
back. Yes. We'll know everything by the season ends.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We'll spill some more dirt then.
Yes. One last time, everyone, tell the good runaways where they can find you on social media.
Hey, guys. I'm Ashley Brinkman. You can find me at Ashley_Brinkman.
Find me as @JennyGardner on Instagram, Virginia Gardner on Twitter.
Hey guys, before I get to my introduction exit, we're going to do the giveaways. Don't forget, you have to go to iTunes Podcast or under Marvel TV Weekly, give us 5 stars and leave a review. Or if you don't have iTunes, I understand, leave a review under our video here. Put 5 stars so I know you're trying to enter the contest. And every guest we have coming in is signing it, and you're going to want this, I'm telling you.
Look, it's right there.
It's right here.
I already signed it.
She signed it.
Woo!
Hey, guys, again, I am Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and Love Shay Butter on Snapchat.
Yes, and I'm Oliver Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. And sorry for cutting you off, Mina. Where can the runaways find you?
Sorry, I can't hear you guys. But hey, guys, I'm Mina, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will be covering episode 7
with next week. Very special guest.
With another special guest. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.